Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Call the show.
I almost pooped my pants this morning, and I really don't dislike, Tiny Tim.
402-466-3776.
I should stay up front. I kind of hate your radio show.
How often do you listen?
I don't know. Probably like four times a week.
Now, back to the show.
Hip, hip, hooray.
Welcome back into Greg at the Nooks. Huxy!
Got a question coming in on Twitter for you. Coming in from one of my favorite professors at the university. Kristen says, hey guys, rumors that Ty Lue to the Lakers this summer. What do you think? Yes, I think that is what's going to happen.
Yes.
I don't believe that Ty Lue, I've kind of said this for a little while, I don't believe that Ty Lue is coming to Nebraska.
No.
He's got a lot of money that is being paid to him not to coach, and in order to get him to coach, you're going to have to pay way more than that. And if you paid what is necessary to get Ty Lue to Nebraska, he's probably a top five highest paid coach in college basketball. And I don't think that is, again, no disrespect to Ty.
There's no return there.
But Coach Lue is not a top five college basketball coach.
Nope. I am.
Maybe he'd become one. I don't know, but it's a risk.
Because as it's going for the Lakers right now, what we're seeing and watching, Luke Walton does not survive.
No, I don't believe so. I'll tell you what needs to happen for the Lakers in a perfect world. If a perfect world existed for the Los Angeles Lakers, they would end up trading away some of their pieces. In my world, it's Beal from Washington that comes in, and then Anthony Davis comes the next year, and now those are the three guys you're building around, because I think it'd be a perfect fit for LeBron. But they're going to try everything they can to get a hold of Kawhi Leonard and say, bro, get down here. Come play in L.A. with the Lakers. Anthony Davis is going to be here in a year. We'll have a 36-year-old LeBron James, a 27-year-old or 28-year-old, however old he is, Kawhi Leonard, and a 26-year-old Anthony Davis. And the three of us will try to win some championships for the next few years.
Does any of this, and there's a lot of people that have mentioned this, does this at all get Anthony Davis to rethink his Lakers deal? Like going to Lakers.
What do you mean? Like what?
I don't know, just maybe not going to Lakers. Like, man, maybe it's not so great there. Maybe it's not.
Well, those players won't be there.
Won't be there. You know.
Yeah, no.
But I'll give the Lakers this. Like, here's the deal. Like it is bad right now for them. Let's also not forget that LeBron missed, 18 games in this stretch. Losing 18 games there and then losing Rondo for a stretch has hurt this team as much as what's going on right now.
Yeah, well,
because the young guys are playing pretty good.
No, they're a bunch of chumps.
They're playing okay right now.
No.
They're playing okay right now. I don't think they're not playing bad.
I think they are. I'm telling you right now, none of these guys, they need to play good if the Lakers want to be able to trade any of them for anything.
Mm-hmm.
Like that. They can't win. They're not very good. You know what it reminds me? What's crazy is LeBron James was able to take Dellavedova. He was able to take Mozgov. He was able to take Shumpert and J.R. Smith and these guys and drag them, the carcass of that basketball team, into a finals and actually be up 2-1, by the way, over the Warriors at the time. He was able to do that. But these jabronis can't get their minds right and can't play correctly and play defense and do things to be able to win. I'm going to tell you what a lot of these Lakers players are doing. And because you're right, it looks like statistically they're playing all right. It's like that LaVine kid for the Bulls. He will never be a piece on a championship caliber team. Hollow-ass stats that he puts up. Same thing with these guys. A lot of hollow stats that don't matter when you need it. They don't matter. It doesn't matter.
I can see that.
They're hollow stats. Those guys are not playing good. They're putting up a few stats here and there, but it's because they're hollow. But Ty Lue, I think, to that team is a smart move. To the Lakers. I think he would be the guy that'd be able to help.
Absolutely.
He's been through this with LeBron. He understands it. He understands L.A. because he played there, coached a little bit there, too. I think that's a smart move for them.
Yeah, no, I think that's a classic move.
All right, let's go to the phone lines. We got Gary Jerry calling in. Gary, what's up, bud?
Dude, I'm really disappointed in the basketball program. Not because they're losing like they're losing, but because it seemed like Tim Miles kind of just folded the deck. He folded his cards. It kind of started with that statement, I'm still going to be a millionaire, right?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, people got very mad about that, that's for sure.
Well, I'm not mad that he said it, but I just think that, once the words are out, you can't take them back, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the sad part. Second, I wanted to ask you, even with Nebraska basketball, but particularly the Chiefs, were you disappointed in the Chiefs this year because they didn't go farther than they did?
No. Vegas had them at 7.5. Or no, 8.5. 8? I think it was 8 wins. The Chiefs played really well this year. I wasn't disappointed at all.
Were the Rams more exciting? Was there a more exciting team than the Chiefs?
The Rams were really good. I think the Saints were really good. There's a lot of exciting teams, but I'd say they were in the short list, if that's what you're asking.
Yeah, I don't know. It's interesting that they're getting rid of their two best defensive players, and seems like, why would you keep that and just build around it?
They're expensive. I think that's a big reason. How was your trip down for baseball? Did you have fun?
I gotta tell you, I was disappointed. It was cold. It was really just really cold down there. We went Friday night and we left in the sixth inning because it was just terrible. But that ended up being the best inning though because they came back and won. That first night was really great. Playing Texas Tech, who was number 3 in the nation. And the pitching was phenomenal. But then you go to the next day, they're playing Sam Houston, and they're up 9-2 in the fifth inning, and they lose the game.
It was defense, wasn't it, Gary Jerry? They had a lot of defensive lapses.
Three errors up to the time we left, and the pitching was they took out the starter in the fifth after they got all those runs. The first thing he does comes in and hits somebody.
Not going to get it done, is it?
Nope.
All right, Jerry, we appreciate you, buddy. Thank you.
Hey, you guys and I want to tell you, Nick, you're the luckiest guy on the face of the earth. I enjoyed your picture with Dirk's family.
Oh, thanks, man. Yeah, no, it's one of the, I'd say my lovely wife is the reason I'm that and my kids, but yeah, I appreciate that, man. Thank you.
All right, you guys take care. See
you later. Thank you, buddy. I real quick back to the NBA. You mentioned earlier while we were on break shutting LeBron James down.
Yeah, I just didn't know if it was a question. It's something that I think is probably being talked about at some point. The guy played 82 games last year. He plays a lot through his career, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're looking at a battle right now where it's all uphill.
They're not making the playoffs.
The question is
how much do these? So LeBron, when he gets done with his career, is going to be messing around with being potentially number one in points, rebounds, assists. Those are the three categories that, and he's going to be a guy that I guarantee if you add all three categories up, he'll be amongst the all-time leaders, if not the most, in those categories added together. How much does that matter to him? Do those personal stats matter more than longevity at the end of his career? Can he make those up when he's 41, let's say, and, compared to what kind of stats he could put up now? I'm curious how much that stuff matters to him.
That's a good point. I just didn't know if it was will the next how many ever games matter to that? Because they're at, 64-ish games? They have, what's that, 18 left? I mean, what's going to come out of the next 18 games to LeBron? 30 points. I don't know what. You know what I'm saying?
Can the Lakers afford to shut him down? You have no draw on that team other than LeBron James for the people in L.A. You got Snoop Dogg saying he's selling his suite tickets.
He's probably not the only one. He's probably the only one that's been avid and made a video about it out there. I think in L.A. right now, it's going to get the feeling like it's a lost season already. Right? It's going to be a lost season already. Do you take the time and just go, okay, let's just do it, move on. We know the inevitable is going to happen. You're going to get rid of Luke Walton. You're going to spend your energies this summer trying to get Anthony Davis and things like that. So I don't know. It's just something that popped up, and I thought it was interesting to kind of think about with him, which is crazy to think that we're going to have a playoff year start without LeBron and LeBron possibly being shut down.
Yeah, I don't know how the ratings are going to be for the playoffs this year. I don't know. I'm for the NBA. I'm a little nervous.
Yeah, I mean,
because I don't. I'm hoping for their sake. It's not like when Jordan left and wasn't in the league anymore, wasn't in the playoffs, that took a massive ratings dip. You have a all-time great team in the Warriors, but for whatever reason, maybe it's because it's West Coast, so people not staying up. Mm-hmm. Their games aren't highly rated. Like, they don't register across the country.
And as it get to the point of when it was like the Super Bowl this year, where ratings were way down, right? Viewers, all that stuff, based on the Patriots continuing to be there. Is it the same thing with the Warriors that's going to start to happen?
I think this is going to be the last year of the overly dominant Warriors.
Or,
we'll have to work a little bit more.
Or you got
to
start looking at Warriors come out of the West, and who needs to come out of the, which team needs to be out of the East to make it look good from a viewership? Or I actually think what you're going to get is those second round matchups are going to be the most viewed more than the finals. Right?
Potentially.
If you end up with like a Houston and a Golden State, right? Or if you end up on the East with a Toronto.
I see Golden State so bad.
I know.
So bad just to watch them play each other. And I just want that. I want Durant coming back to OKC for a playoff series, especially with them leaving to go to the Knicks.
Now you get the views, the viewership there. The East, it's tough because then who's like, what is it? Boston.
Nobody cares about anybody.
Nobody cares about the East. They don't care.
Not a single team registers over there.
No.
Boston has like peed down its leg all season. Maybe they'll be able to turn it around when they get in the playoffs. Philadelphia has some fun pieces on it, and they got their four guys, really five guys, because I think Redick's a really quality player, obviously still in the league. Ben Simmons, you'll never. If I were Philadelphia, I would be floating Ben Simmons around in the offseason for whether it be Anthony. I don't care. Pick one of the top players in the league and be floating him around to try to trade. And I would be trying to convince people to stay there. Because Ben Simmons, to me, he's a really talented player that, because he can't shoot outside, is always going to be severely limited. He is amazing at everything else that he does. Mm-hmm. But his lack of ability to shoot limits him so much on that team.
Yep.
I would let one of these other teams that has some real superstar that I can go get that maybe is a little bit older than him, you know, maybe in their mid-20s, which sounds like, you know, mid-20s, he's an old man. Honest to God, that's how mid-20s. I would.
Oh, boy.
I mean, to be honest, if Portland is getting tired of Dollar Dame up there, Dame Lillard, and there's been talk, you know, in the past about maybe Dame going to L.A., being traded for to get to L.A. or something like that, which I would love to see him and LeBron together. If I'm Philadelphia, I'm calling them up and saying, I got a young Ben Simmons on a cheaper contract right now.
I will flip
him to you for Dame Lillard. And I'd bring Dame Lillard in and let him be my point guard.
Yep.
They'd be a better team ultimately in the long run. I just don't know how many years they have with Embiid. I personally, if you ask me how long Joel Embiid's going to be able to play, I think we got like maybe three more years of like a really good Joel Embiid. And then his body will start falling apart because he's a guy that's broken down a bunch already. And he's been playing, logging a lot of minutes recently.
I question how
long he's going to be able to be the player that he is.
Well, and he's a big guy.
Yes.
Big guy that logs minutes. That's tough.
But I would love to see them be brave, get Dollar Dame in there. I think they'd be better, in my opinion. I think they'd be, especially in the East. Because he's a better point guard. He's a better leader on the team. And he spreads out the floor more. Think of what he could do for the other guys that are on that team. Jimmy Butler, all the different guys. It looked pretty good. All right, let's take one more break. We'll come back and wrap up the hour back after this.